Hey everybody, Jake and Gino here, and today we are discussing how to profit from multifamily syndications. Now, gang, syndications are all the rage, but the profitability, the take-home moolah, okay, for the sponsor differs from traditional acquisitions. Say you're buying a deal yourself, you and your buddy are doing a small joint venture or a partnership, okay? The way you make money is going to differ. Okay. Now, this didn't really sink in for us until we executed a few syndication deals. Historically, we've always self-funded our deals. But in 2018, we said, hey, let's dip our toe in the water. Let's see what this syndication is all about. So 2018, we tested the model to see if it was a good fit for us. Now, syndications were a good transition for us because it forced us to professional up in a few areas that we were less disciplined in historically. You know, we're buying everything internally. So, hey, you know, I don't say we were loosey-goosey, but now all of a sudden, we're taking other people's money. So it's a little nerve-wracking. We're looking a little bit more closely at things. And syndications also for our group created new scaling opportunities or challenges, you know, depending on the way you look at it. But raising money is a separate business and it creates an additional stream of revenue. So is a change if historically you've just bought deals internally. Okay. So Mr. G Papa Funk, the G Father, how you making money in syndication, sir?
Jake, how are we doing today?
Doing good, man. Always make it happen, big man.
I just want everyone down below in the show notes, in the comment section, you know, if you're watching this on YouTube, I want your thoughts on syndication. What are you doing? How are you making money in syndication? Are you even syndicating deals right now? Because for Jake and myself, it's just a tool in the toolbox. I mean, basically, you can buy deals yourself. You can buy them by yourselves with a partner. You can do creative financing. I've got Creative Cash right behind me. And you can syndicate. And syndication is an amazing way to get into multifamily. If you have no capital, you're out there raising capital from other people. It's OPM. You're using other people's money. And I love it because it allows us to reach higher. A $22 million deal, where am I going to get 20% of the money down? Well, guess what? Syndication's an amazing way. But Jake said one thing that's really important, everybody out there. It's an additional revenue stream. It's an additional business. We at Jake and Gino, I'm Gino. He's Jake. Call it multifaceted multifamily. It's the power wheel. So we're talking about the investment itself. We have RAND Property Management, our property management arm. That's an investment. It's part of that power wheel is generating revenue. We have the education arm that's generating revenue. Now you have the syndication business because everybody out there, it's a business. You're going to need a team once you start scaling up. Why is that? Because you're going to have to manage investors. You're going to have to go out there and just deal with more with attorneys. You're going to have to underwrite level accounting. These deals. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but more specifically to Jake's deal, how do syndicators get paid? Number one, an acquisition fee. Very standard and very common from 1% to 5% of the purchase price. So let's say you're out there and you do a $10 million deal. Typically, syndicators will charge anywhere from 1% to 5%. If you're really great and your numbers make sense, sometimes they'll charge 5%. We've charged typically 3%. So a $10 million deal, 3%, you're getting a $300,000 acquisition fee day one.
Now, hot dog, sign me up for some of that.
Some of you out there may be saying, well, that's not fair. Why would you'd be getting paid? Because it's a ton of work. You as a syndicator have to get the investors, have to find a deal, have to get the documents together, have to run the deal. All your investors do, they're passive. You're doing all the active work. Oh, and by the way, you're signing on the debt. So you're getting your there's recourse to you. There's non-recourse, but you are guaranteeing the debt. You are signing on the debt.
Yeah,
exactly. So that $300,000, that's cash flow day one. What I would do, I'd plow that right back into the deal. And I would get on that LP side. So I'd be creating that passive income. And I only also own that part of the general partnership. So that acquisition fee is huge. Could you imagine going out there, everybody, and doing a $50 million deal and you only get a 2% acquisition fee? That's $1 million day one. Big paycheck. Boom shakalaka. I think the next way to do it is you're able to go in there and you're leveraging up. You can't do a $50 million deal by yourself. Let's say it's really hard for you to go out there and raise $10 or $12 million of your own money. You're able to get into bigger deals. You're able to scale. You have the economies of scale working with you that you're also, you're scaling other people's money. When that $50 million asset goes up by 10%, now it's worth $55 million. Guess what? You're participating in that as well. So that's amazing. The next part, Syndicators, they get cash flow in the deal. Typically, what will happen in a syndication is called a hurdle rate or preferred rate of return, where your investors will get an X percentage of the deal, whether it's the first 6%, the first 7%, the first 8% of the cash flows, whatever that number is. Then anything after that, syndicator will get to a certain percentage. And then from there, it'll be a catch up. So depending on how well your deal is doing, you'll also get cash flow on the deal. Now, the next one is asset management fees. If you're raising the deal, you're doing a deal, you do a $10 million deal. Let's say you raise $2 million on that deal, 20%. Typically, what a syndicator will do, they will either do an asset management fee based on gross revenues or on equity raised. So if you do it on the equity raised, typically it's between 1% and 2%. So 1% of $2 million, what is it, $20,000 a year? You're generating an additional $20,000 a year in asset management fees. Then there's other fees like construction management. If you're doing a heavy lift and you're the syndicator, typically you can charge anywhere up to 10% of a management fee on construction to manage the contractors. So if you're doing a $2 million facelift on a deal, 10% of $2 million is $200,000. Other fees, a disposition fee. When you sell the asset, you're disposing of the asset. You may charge a 0.5% or 1% on the final charge. Then there's something called a refinance fee if you want to do the same thing if you refi the deal out. But we're syndicators, in my
opinion. You're killing me, man. You're killing the little LP. Come on, bro.
Well, I'm feeding you to death. But it gets even better for syndicators. They make their money on the back end. Typically, there's a split, and on the back end, they will go out, and when they make their money, they'll split the money that they sold at the end of the property with their limited partners. Obviously, as a syndicator, I will tell you, you can only get away with the fees that your deal will allow. You do not want to fee your investors to death because you want to treat them with white gloves because they will be there for the next deal and for the next deal. So syndication sometimes, in our estimation, may lead to more of a transactional-based business. What I'd love to see more syndicators out there do is not kill the golden goose. Possibly syndicate a deal when it's time to sell. Think about repositioning the deal. And once it's repositioned, maybe refinance it and give certain proceeds back to your investors and to yourself, keep the LPs in the deal and continue to roll with it. But syndication is an amazing business. It's an amazing tool to scale up to properties that you couldn't get by yourself and to offer that opportunity to people who would never have the opportunity to invest in multifamily without having someone like yourself managing the deal for them.
It's an elevator for the little guy to become the big guy. It's pretty cool. It's an amazing tool. Gino, you said some really great things here. You know, if we're going to recap, we got acquisition fees, we got asset management fees. You got the promote. Typically 30% of the profits go to the syndicator, which is really cool. That brings us to the intersection, the big challenge that syndication has created for us. We like to hold properties. So when my payoff as the sponsor is on the back end, you're making me give away this beautiful, loving, cash flowing, oh, baby, don't leave me asset. And now all of a sudden for me to really get paid on it, it's got to go bye-bye. Because typically what we've done, we bought a deal, refied the deal, taken our cash and sat on it. So where did we go wrong? I'll tell you right now, Gino and I did not put enough of our own capital into these deals because typically, you know, Gino and I, you know, splitting a deal, maybe another partner splitting a deal three ways, whatever the case may be. The key, I think, for Gino and I to make syndications work really well is to go heavier in the participation side as an LP because that's where it makes sense then. And then you're really aligning yourself where if you own 30, 40, 50% of the deal, you're really aligning yourself with the LPs. So if it does make the most sense to refi, so you can get a bunch of your cash off the table at the refi versus selling, because if you only own, you know, 1, 2, 3, 5, 10% of the deal as the sponsor, you're really getting paid when you sell that bad boy. So I think a great way for the sponsor, you know, the syndicator, whatever you want to call yourself, to align yourself with your LPs, push your chips in, push in what you got. I think that's going to create a great synergy, a great alignment. And at the end of the day, the best decisions for that property are most likely going to be made in that scenario.
And Jake, what our students have done, they've started out with syndication and then they've realized, I love this model because I can get and scale up quickly. I can use my capital to do that. And once I've sold one or two deals, I've created a bunch of capital for myself and then I can go out and buy smaller deals for myself. So it's really becoming clear on what your goals are. Mm-hmm. And what Jake said, possibly become in alignment with your investors. See if you can find investors that see the value, see the benefits of cost segregation, see the benefits of your asset that has $600 in rents today, but 6 years down the road has $900 in rents and you've doubled the NOI and this thing is producing cash, and possibly saying to them, hey, can we hold this for the longer term? There are investors out there who understand that. I think wealth is created when you hold an asset. Rich people sell, wealthy people hold. And that's what I want everyone in the Jake and Gino community to become wealthy. Ultimately, that's the goal. Legacy wealth and legacy skills. Now hit me up, Gino@jakeandgino.com. I will send you a PDF copy of Passive Investing Made Simple. We launched this book several months back with a couple of our coaches. It talks about the active side versus the passive side of investing. This is the playbook on how to launch your syndication business.
Hey gang, as always, we believe in buying deals with the ability to hold for the long term. Think in decades. I'm Jake. He's the G Papa, and we make it happen. We'll see you next time.